Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Ashley. How may I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. I have called in twice now about a refund. You guys, the company, not you guys, but the company, something charged my account wrong for the second month, or the second time in a row. I have a subscription and it charged me the full price. Well, the second time around, the refund, which is not big, it's nominal, it's just not there, is still not in there. And I've talked to somebody 2 weeks ago.
Okay, I'm more than happy to take a look at this. May I have your name and the shipping address for that account?
Susan Clark, P.O. Box 47, Tarentum, Pennsylvania, 15084.
Okay, thank you. Let me see what I can find for you, Ms. Clark. All right. Here we go. Wow. Give me just 1 second, ma'am. There's a few accounts under your name and address. I'm just going to find the active one. There's like three here. This one's canceled. I believe this one's it. Let me pull this up. Do thank you for your patience, Ms. Clark. It's just going to be 1 moment to pull up them orders, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. So I finally got everything pulled up for you, and I show it's for our Omax Sleep CBD product, the capsules.
Yes.
On March 3rd, let's see what I can find. There's some notes here. Instead of the $59.95 full price offer, I do show they had notated where it should be priced for the $47.96. And
yes,
on March 3rd, they did attempt the refund of the $11.99. Let me see what they notate about the refund. You said you still haven't received it?
Nope.
Okay. Do show this is exactly what you mentioned as well the month prior, back in January. And did you receive January's refund fine?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So from the gentleman you spoke with on March, the very beginning of March, looks like the refund of the $11.99 on that date failed. So on March 3rd, the next day, somebody from our administrative team would have passed the refund on to management to be processed. Give me just a quick second, ma'am. Let me see if I can find that manager and check on the status of that.
Okay.
Okay, I thank you so much, ma'am. I do apologize. I wish I had a way to check in our billing system for that, but I'm just waiting on her reply. Seems she would have been the one to handle similar situations to get, you know, the funds processed back. So I'm going to see what she says about that.
Oh my. You want this down here? Yeah. Okay.
And she's currently checking for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
While I'm waiting, if you don't mind me to ask, Ms. Clark, how's the CBD sleep supplement been working for you?
I believe that it works okay. I probably wouldn't know much difference unless I stopped taking it. You know what
I mean? Yes, ma'am. Did you have many issues before with sleep?
No, it actually wasn't a sleep thing. It started out as being labeled as a stress thing. So I was like, oh, okay, that's
mm-hmm.
cool. Somehow I got its name changed. And one day they just sent me that. When I called and I asked about it, they said, oh, they changed it to this, and it's no longer labeled as stress. And I thought, whatever. So I don't really know. I don't take it for sleep.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I get that. Well, glad it's been giving you a little results. Here's what I want to let you know, okay? And I really, really, really do apologize about this. My manager did check, okay? What was sent over to management seems to be a request for the update on your subscription, for the pricing to be changed from the $59.95 to the $47.96. So that manager, I had double checked. She did just let me know. She just now submitted the $11.99 back into your account. And do know you were advised last time you checked, it does take 3 to 5 business days. I will advise to give it 3 to 5 business days longer. And I really am sorry about that, okay?
That's fine.
But
I'm just now at the point of, if it happens again, I'm going to cancel because this just takes too much out of my
time.
I have other things that I could be doing,
yeah.
I don't need to call and check on $12. If you go back, I've had this for over 2 years. I would not even begin to understand what the problem is now. So we'll see what May brings, but if it happens again, then I'm just going to cancel because I don't want to deal with this anymore, and I don't want to call you guys and ask you for $12 because that's just stupid to me. It's
yes,
just one of those things.
I definitely do understand that, and I'm sorry for the extra frustration this has caused. Let me see.
And I don't know who I spoke to last time, but she was talking to somebody else and assured me that it would be done last time. So I have total faith in you. I just don't have total faith in your management.
Wow. I see the ladies.
Yeah,
I
was on the phone with her for a long time.
Really? Okay. Well,
so
I will.
If she says that it's done, that's fine. We'll go with it. And if I don't see it in a couple of days, then I'll just cancel and it'll be fine.
Completely understood, ma'am. And I will let you know. I have notated, of course, the reason for today's call. I've also included in my notes every prior issue you've had regarding this. And I have placed in here, to be sure to update your subscription so this does not happen in the future.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
It's not a problem. Is there anything else for you today?
Nope, that'll be all. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling OMAX Health, and you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.